It's a work week. We're not over there for too long. So get over there and get ready to play a football game.
Offensively, can you build on what you did in your last game?
Well, yeah, we have to, and we did some good things. There's still some things to clean up, so we got to make sure we're getting better. But we made some big plays, made some clutch plays, and some moments of the game. So that's good. A lot of guys stepped up, did some good things, and so we got to continue to do that, and then just clean up a few things as well.
The last time you guys faced the Rams, they were the first team to kind of get under Odell's skin. You know, they're a chippy defense. How important is it for this week for him to not let that happen again, for him to keep his composure?
Yeah, well, I think he did a good job last time. They were a little chippy, hit him late. We got another player ejected that game, but it was not him. But so we understand they've had a few players ejected this season. Understand, we got to control ourselves. We got to play smart. We got to be the more disciplined team and hold our composure and just play football.
Do you expect them to kind of go to those methods again?
Expect them to play football. I don't know what to expect. So go out there and do our job and expect our guys to. Be smart and to just worry about playing football and playing the right way.
Eli, what's your overall message to Odell going forward?
Just play football. Keep making plays and doing your thing.
What are the challenges of the Rams pass rush and their talented defensive line?
Yeah, they got a good pass rush. They got guys who get to the quarterback, get a lot of hits on the quarterback, cause fumbles and so lead to some issues. So we got to do a good job of protecting those guys, getting the run game going, not sitting there holding the ball forever. So I gotta be conscious of that and just play smart. Don't give them the big plays.
You don't have many interior pass rushers that get as many sacks as, say, an Aaron Donald. What's the specific issues a guy like that can cause you as a quarterback getting pressure up the middle?
Yeah, well, just for that. He's getting pressure up the middle, can get some push back and get into your lap a little bit. So we got to make sure we're firm in the middle, and make sure our interior linemen are doing a good job. If we can get two guys on them at certain times, we'll try to do that.
You look at the standings, this division is tough this year, and you're still in the bottom trying to get out of it. What's the focus here? What's the message as you try to go forward?
We got to win this the second half of the season. We're getting there, to the midpoint. We need our young guys to step up. The rookies aren't really rookies anymore. They've played a lot of football. We need the vets to do their part. So we got to make sure we're getting better. We can't assume we can't be content with where we stand and just doing things okay. And we got to make progress. And so that's the mindset. We got to raise our level of play and keep finding ways to win games.
How can you get more production out of running
game? You gotta run it. Try to be balanced. The pass, throwing the ball well should help out the run. Get the safeties back, get more of a shell defense should help the run. So we went against a couple good defensive linemen these last few weeks, and so going against another front, good front this week, but. We'll get those guys going. We'll get that run game. It's just kind of the way football goes. Sometimes, they want to take away a run. You should be able to throw it. They want to take away the pass. You should be able to run the ball.
You made some comments about Odell's antics on the radio yesterday. Are you tired of it just being an issue week after week, that whether what he does or us asking about it?
No, I'm not tired of it. I thought y'all might get tired of it. So that was my that was my comment. It took the you and maybe thought it was me, but I'm talking about you. So I'm fine with it. He's doing a lot of good things. He's playing the game the right way. Just got to keep, make sure your celebrations and whatnot that's going on aren't doing things that are hurting the team in any way.
But it seems like you've made a few comments publicly that maybe people haven't heard in the past. What's the message behind doing, making comments about them publicly?
I'm not trying to make comments about them. I get asked about them a lot, so I have to comment about it. I'm not trying to. Odell and I have a great relationship. We talk about a lot of things and on the same page. He knows, I'm always looking out for him and understands the way you can say things and it kind of can get taken one way. And so, Odell and I are on the same page. You know, he's just, you know, I get asked questions about, multiple questions about him every week, though.
Isn't the bottom line for you all about winning, though? Isn't that what it all comes back to? And when you respond to questions about him, it's still looking at the team?
Yeah, you know, I want him to play well. I want him to make plays. I want him to have celebrations and dances, and I'm fine with that. And you know, I want the team to go out there and win games. It's fun. That's fun. There's a fun locker room after the game. Exciting locker room. It should be all positive stuff. And you know, you hate to for him to go out there and have his best game, maybe of his career, 200 yards receptions, and then afterwards. There have to be kind of a bad spin on things. So you don't want that. You know, he should be celebrating, be happy about it, and not have to deal with, this side drama of it.
You've been in New York for a long time. Have you ever seen a teammate anywhere near the level of scrutiny that he has?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe not. Might be the most.
How much does he have to expect double the attention, though? When, I mean, he's going and doing this, show with the net on the side. I mean, you know that the cameras are going to be looking at you, right?
I mean, I would think
he has to expect the attention if he's going to do that.
Well, I think that probably so. Again, I don't, the camera, the net stuff doesn't bother me. That's part of, you can do whatever you want from that sense. If it's not getting penalized, if it's not looking bad for the organization, for the team. I think the net's kind of played its part. I think it's done its deal. I think we can move on from the net personally, but I'm more worried about, taking the helmet off, getting the penalties, those type of things, and make sure, those are the things that you got to avoid just because you don't want to hurt the team in any way.
You
have to ask him. I don't know. I'm not in that business. I'm not creative enough to propose to a net. So
not before Abby.
Right.
Because of the opponent and the Rams, just this past week, they rushed on a Neil, the Seattle thing. They've had guys ejected. The last time you faced them, they had after the whistle stuff. Odell, is it extra important this Sunday for him to not let the opponent kind of get to him? Because they look like they probably will try.
Well, I think it's everybody. We just got to understand. We got to be smart. We got to just play football and let. We don't need the extracurricular activities. We just got to go out there, do our job, and keep it about football. And it shouldn't be that hard.
Will you have to talk to Odell, or do you plan to just to remind him of what happened last time against the Rams, kind of the way their defense goes about things?
No, I mean, I don't plan on having a conversation about it.
Eli, you're always about preparation. This week obviously presents different challenges. I'm just curious, from your personal preparation, also getting the receivers ready to go, do you get a jump start on that as opposed to normal weeks?
Yeah, kind of the way the week's set up, with our practices, a lot of our prep is done by kind of the end of Thursday's practice. There's still a little bit more to do, but kind of the game plan is really in by then. And so by the time we get on the plane and go to London, we'll have the whole game plan in. And that's the way it is every week. So it really shouldn't change much from that sense. Friday will be a little different. Friday, Saturday will be different. Just kind of get your sleep, get back to, some of your studying. But, I was in here yesterday and here today and on, should keep basically the same schedule as we have been all year from a preparation, films, watching, and practice.
How about your body clock?
Thanks,
as
Eli.
Far as when you get over there?
Yeah, obviously you can only do so much for that. Try to sleep on the plane going over there. We get there and kind of get to work. And I'm sure there'll be some naps and different things going on. Just try to talk with the trainers, talk with the staff, and kind of figure out the best way to get your, get back to normal, so you can go out there and perform at a high level.
One of the other things you said on the radio yesterday was about it being a bonding experience in 07.
Sure.
Did you feel that at the time, I guess? And looking back on it, what kind of impact did that have? Teams don't usually go away with each other for this long.
At the time, it was fun. It was fun to go over there in 07 and during the week, kind of hanging out, going to dinner, on a Friday night or on a Saterday, and just kind of having, time to be with your players. But it's also, You got to make sure guys are, you kind of see the, you know, guys, you know, kind of rallying and you know, getting on the same page, extra study time, extra, you know, just, you know, trying to get ready. And you know, we stayed that night after, which was fun. We're not doing that this time, but I think it's good to kind of have that away trip, and have that, you know, kind of see what this team's made of when you circumstances change, you know, schedule change, and how can we adapt and go out there and still play at a high level.
Usually that doesn't happen for a team until they get to the Super Bowl.
Sure. So hopefully it was good practice last time.